Hi, this is Animatronic of Scissor Sisters. Whenever I'm in Belfast, I tune in to BBC Radio Ulster to listen to Marcus Hunter Neal.
You have always had this love and drive for music, and you have such a beautiful voice, and to do pop music is so amazing. Come January, you're a little bit of a lull after The River and the success that it has been. And then from then to now, you're tipped to have the number one summer hit. Tell me about that. That is so exciting.
Well, do you know something? Thank you very much for building it up. I mean, if it goes anywhere in the charts, I'll be really, really, really grateful. Originally, I was out on a night out in Soho in London, and I randomly met this guy, this up-and-coming manager called Ross Gibson, who we just got chatting, and I told him the kind of direction I wanted to go. I said, you know something, Ross? I'd love to write and release a dance tune. And he's like, well, I look after these brand new producers called Deep Matter. I should hook you up. A week later, I was on a train up to Sheffield, and I completely jumped on the opportunity, and I met with a guy called Scott Lowe from Deep Matter. Now, these guys are really house-influenced, and whereas my kind of taste in music and my influence would be a bit more commercial, a bit more mainstream. So when they infused us together, it actually really worked. And Scott Lowe from Deep Matter, really cool, nice guy. He gave me six chords. I was like, work. Actually, no, I'm leaving a big part of the story out. I kind of thought they were going to have some kind of track to present to me with. And I thought I was going to like just maybe have my little say here and there in regards to lyrics and melody. But no, we were actually starting to write a track. So I'd never written a track before. So here I am sitting with this really talented young producer, and he's expecting me to write a song. So I kind of threw Giving It Up together in about 20 minutes, like when it comes to lyrics, when it comes to melody.
Where did it come from? Like, did you have a thought in your head already? Like, if I was going to do a song, I would have these lines in it? Or did it literally just come out off the top of your head?
Well, there was another producer in the room, Damon Hess, and he was like, you just have to write how you feel right now for it to be genuine. And actually, at the time, I was kind of dating someone who, when I was in their presence, it was all great. But when I wasn't, I never heard from them. So I thought, well, I'm going to write about that. And that's how the song came about. I mean, I wasn't dating anyone serious. It was literally just, I think I was on my fourth or fifth date with someone. And I mean, when the song's more kind of a breakup song, but I just kind of used that as an influence for the lyrics in the song, Giving It Up. And then the guys went away, they produced it. And so many different versions of this song has flown about over the past.
Do you know what is so exciting, right? Because I was lucky enough because you kept sending me little tidbits from it. Mm-hmm. And I was, because it was so exclusive, I kept deleting them. But I didn't realise that they were saving into my phone.
Oh, right,
and
okay.
Then when I would put it on shuffle, the tracks, all the different variations would come through. And I found myself, after listening to it twice, singing along to it, humming along to it, knowing what was coming where. And then with the changes, then whenever they change and they would take out different melodies and put in different melodies, like, that's not the same as the other one. It's one of those ones that is an instant. It feels to me like an instant hit.
Well, this is it. Like, Scott Lowe from Deep Matter then sent my vocals over to a remixer and producer called Math Boothroyd, who's ended up sending back the version that we are about to use. He has just like made this song really fab, and that's why like people like GNI magazine have said stuff like it's the house hit of the summer, an instant classic. And like you said, my friend Sean Partridge is like, Connor, this is really epic. And I think that's really important. I really wanted to do that when I was writing a song. I wanted people to be able to sing it after one listen. I wanted it to be catchy. I wanted it to be radio friendly. I wanted people to, when they were listening to it in the car, that they could hum it after listening to it. I don't think there's anything worse than an overcomplicated song.
The nice thing about this track is it's a lovely beat, it's a fun, funky vibe, and you can sing along to it very easily. And I think it's got the likability fun factor.
Well, and that's what I want. I wanted, and also there's a real 90s retro vibe about it as well. I could not be happier with the track. I couldn't be happier that I bumped into Ross that night in Soho, mm-hmm. and that he teamed me up with these really, really cool lads. It's been a really good it's been a great adventure. And, you know, it's led on to other things like, you know, established pop stars, you know, calling me, you know, and they've heard my other stuff that I've written in the studio. And, you know, I'm starting to get calls from other people.
Are we allowed to say who?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely talk about it. I got a call from Sonny. And she was working with a producer that I was working with, and he happened to play Damon Hess, played her the track that I'd worked on him a few days previous. And then I got a call from him saying, oh, Sonic wants to speak to you on the phone. And she got on the phone. She's like, I love your track. You know, can I sing verse two? So actually...
What did she say? Whenever you take the call, like, what does Sonic say to you?
I got the call originally, I think, from Ross, the manager. He's like, can Sonic do vocals? Then I had to actually make a call to the studio because Damon and Sonic were in the studio at the time. So I had to kind of call and give the green light for them to go ahead and work together. And she just got on the phone, and I wasn't cool at all. I was squealing like a wee girl. I did not play that one cool. I just think it's a bit overwhelming when you do kind of think, God, this is a new genre of work that I'm in, and I've got people like her calling up to say, can she use my track?
I know. And not only just use it, can she duet?
I know. So there is actually a version with me and her on it. And the thing is, it's so funny because we've never met. And yet, if you heard the song, it was like we were in the studio together. I don't know if anything's going to happen with the song because, I wrote it for a male. Apparently, when our vocals are together, you can really hear that I've got an accent. So I have to go back in and redo some stuff. Do you know as well, Marcus, was so great? It's the clubs in London. They're really credible clubs like Coco. In Camden, the Shadow Lounge, and
oh yes, because Friday night was your big launch.
Yeah, so this is what is so crazy about it. You know, I think, you know, I'm kind of, because I'm doing a self-release on iTunes in the first week of July, I'm kind of doing all the work that a record label would be doing anyway. So I'm getting it out to radio, I'm getting it out to DJs in hope that they will come back and say, hey, we like it. And the response has been so positive, so great. I mean, the Shadow Lounge, the DJ at the Shadow Lounge in Soho in London got back and was like, can I play this on Friday? This was last week. So I'm like, absolutely. So, and then Coco in Camden in London, it's a really credible chic club. They got back and they want to play it. And then it's been played in Belfast as well by DJ Kenny Kane, who's been really supportive.
And now it is going to get played by me. Do you want to set up the track?
Yes, oh my God. Here we have my song, which is a collaboration with Matt Boothroyd and Deep Matter, Giving It Up, out the first week of July on iTunes. When I'm with you, I feel good, I feel so heavenly. But when you leave me, you ignore me, it ain't good for me. I'm saying no, 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 because I'm giving you my love.
Your voice now, but I'm used to this. I'm off your list. I feel like I'm going. I'm missing you so, but I need to go. I'm just not my good self. I'm giving it up now, baby. I'm giving it up now, baby.